It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 22nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is short shrift, spelled as two words. Short shrift is a noun. It's most often used to mean little or no attention or consideration. It is also sometimes synonymous with quick work, as in, she made short shrift of that jigsaw puzzle. Here's the word used in a sentence from Wired.com by Gideon Litchfield. People should make boring predictions more often. Like boring opinions, they are more common and more likely to be accurate, but they get short shrift because they don't fit the easy narratives of success or failure. We've got a confession to make, but we'll keep it brief. While it's technically possible to make long shrift of something, you're unlikely to find long shrift in our virtual or actual pages anytime soon. Short shrift, on the other hand, has been keeping it real, real terse, that is, for centuries. The first known use of the phrase comes from Shakespeare's play Richard III, in which Lord Hastings, who has been condemned by King Richard to be beheaded, is told by Sir Richard Ratcliffe to make a short shrift, as the king longs to see your head. Although now archaic, the noun shrift was understood in Shakespeare's time to refer to the confession or absolution of sins, so to make a short shrift meant, quite literally, to keep your confession short. However, since at least the 1800s, the phrase has been used figuratively to refer to a small or inadequate amount of time or attention given to something. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.